Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in the book of Deuteronomy, a portion of chapter 4, where Moses is speaking to the children of Israel. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, to the statutes and to the judgments which I teach you, to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahuwah God of your fathers gives you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, and you shall not diminish from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahuwah your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what Yahuwah did because of Baal Peor. For every man that walked after Baal Peor, Yahuwah thy God has blotted him out from among thee. But you who did cleave to Yahuwah your God are living, every one of you, this day. See, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahuwah my God commanded me, that you should do so in the midst of the land whither you go in to possess it. And you shall keep and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the eyes of the peoples, who shall hear all these statutes and say, only this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who has God so near to them, as Yahuwah our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that has statutes and judgments so just as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul exceedingly, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they turn aside from thy heart all the days of thy life, and make these things known to thy sons, and to the sons of thy sons. The things made known to thee, the day that thou stoodest before Yahuwah thy God in Horeb, when Yahuwah said to me, assemble to me the people, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the ground, and that they may teach their sons. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming in the work Apocalypse Explained, a portion of passage 641. As regards the successive states of the church on our globe, they have evidently been similar to the successive states of a man who is being reformed and regenerated. Namely, that to become a spiritual man, he is first conceived, next is born, and then grows up and is afterwards led on further and further into intelligence and wisdom. The church, from the most ancient times to the end of the Jewish church, progressed like a man who is conceived, born, and grows up, and is then instructed. But the successive states of the church after the end of the Jewish church, or from the time of the Lord even to the present day, have been like a man increasing in intelligence and wisdom, or becoming regenerate. For this end, the interior things of the word, of the church, and of worship were revealed by the Lord when he was in the world. And now again, things still more interior are revealed. And in the measure that things interior are revealed, can man become wiser? For to become interior is to become wiser, and to become wiser is to become interior. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.